entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Woo! Hi, guys.
Hi.
And we're back. Yes, it's the Madeline and Mommy Show, and we're on Tan Talk Radio. We're super excited to be live again on the air, and it looks like our first caller is already here. Let's welcome him. Hello?
Well, hello there, everyone. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Santa.
It's Santa Claus, everybody. Oh, my gosh. Calling all the way from the North Pole?
Well, yes, I had a few minutes. I thought I'd give you a call and see how everybody was doing there.
Oh, my gosh. We're doing great. Madeline, tell Santa Claus what you want for Christmas.
Well, I want a laptop. I have a question for you, actually, Santa.
Oh, give me the question. The laptop now. We're going to have to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You got to take care of it if I got that for you.
I have a question. Is my mom on the naughty or nice list this year?
Oh, sweet baby doll. I don't even have a naughty list anymore. I got the nice, super nice list, and then I got the regular nice, and then a nice list after that. So your mom is right between the nicest, nice list and the little bit below the super nice list. So that puts her in the nice category.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, thank God I'm not in the regular nice list.
It's the regular nice list of the nice list. Yes, absolutely.
I'm so confused, but it sounds great, Santa Claus. So tell us what you've been up to.
Well, I just did a pre-check on the sleigh because, you know, we're going to get a really busy Christmas Eve. I got to get all the way around the world and get to see all the kids and all the parents. So it is a very important job, and it needs to be done, but I got to be safe about it because there's all kinds of things in the sky, you know, airplanes, Skylab, and helicopters, and all things I got to avoid, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know. How long have you been doing this stuff, Santa?
Oh, boy, it's been a long time. So long, long ago. Almost as long as back as you can think. It's been a very long, tiring time, but I enjoy doing it. It's very fun. I like making the kids happy.
Is all the toy making done for this year, Santa?
Well, no, because I've got a lot of elves, you know. 3,672, 73 if you call Ernie, but Ernie doesn't do a lot of work. But he's good at making wooden ducks. That's all he can do. The other elves, they were still working right up to the last second. Why? 3 years ago, we were boarding the sleigh, going down the runway. We got the runway, you know. We are almost taking off, and here comes Toby the Elf, running his little feet off, saying, "Santa, wait, you forgot me. I got a duck." And I said, "Well, look, it's just a duck." But, you know, little Sally wanted a duck. So we had to slam on the brakes, stop the sleigh, get him on board, and then back up, build the speed up again to 88 miles per hour, and boom, off we go.
Does anyone even want? Does anyone want wooden ducks anymore, Santa?
Well, some people do like ducks. I think ducks would be, you know, outdated, but some people love ducks still.
That's good. That's good.
At I'm least a penguin fan myself, Santa Claus.
You what?
I'm a penguin fan.
Oh, there's a lot of penguins. The penguin fans outweigh the duck fans about 100-1.
So
people love penguins, and I'm not talking about Burgess Meredith on Batman either. I'm talking about real life penguins.
Yes, exactly. If you want to see them, you can go to SeaWorld to see those, huh?
You can see those at SeaWorld, at Busch Gardens, at other places that have that penguins at them, like, you know, animal places.
Yeah, and so can we see you at Busch Gardens, Santa Claus?
Well, yes, I'll be stopping by there. I'll be stopping by everywhere, because everywhere there's a child that wants to see Santa, I want to be there to say hello and spend a few minutes with them.
Thank you so much for your service, Santa Claus. You make a lot of children happy. Is there anything else you'd like to add for the listeners to know?
Well, that is about it. Just everybody be nice to everybody. I know there's turmoil in the world, and Santa would love to stop it and make everything right. And don't you think I haven't tried? But there's just some things out of my control. So what I tell people to do It's Merry Christmas like every day. Just be nice to each other. If you see someone in the store, tell them, hello, how are you today? And if they don't answer, just say, it's just hello. It's not the Gettysburg Address.
Well, thank
peace,
you.
Peace, love, and happiness to the world. That is the main thing. We want everybody to be happy. Nobody to be sad.
Thank you so much for calling in. Knowing your busy schedule, this must have been hard.
Well, no. I always have a time to call my friend, especially if it's about the kids, and making all my kids happy. And that's what it's all about, making the kids happy.
All right. Thank you,
well,
Santa.
Thank you so much. We love you, Santa Claus.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
I love you all, too. Merry Christmas to everyone there.
Thank you. Thank you, Santa Claus. Take care. Safe travels.
You're so welcome. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye. Oh, that was awesome. So that was the real Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And if you guys want to meet him in person, he's going to be over at Busch Gardens for the next couple days, at least until Saturday, right? And then that's it. Santa Claus is coming to town. So we want to talk a little bit about an interview that Madeline did back in August.
Yes.
With an amazing boy band that she met at the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo in Orlando, Florida, at the Orange County Convention Center, where we hosted Mad's Fashion Show this year, right? Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that group and the interview that you conducted.
Well, the group is called No Lonely Hearts. They're a great band. Music is great. They performed twice. We went 2 days. And overall, they were pretty cool.
And you can find them on all social media platforms. They've come up with some of their own original music. They're really actually very great. They're really good. They're a really good group of kids. They've been traveling all over the Midwest and Northwest. And they're based out of Orlando, Florida. But I think they're all headed out of town for Christmas. So we actually have the interview. We're going to go ahead and live stream it for you folks so that you can hear that actual interview that Madeline conducted back in August with them. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Madeline Patrick, and today I'm here with
Brian, Oliver,
Dylan.
I'm Alex.
I'm Aiden.
What's your band name?
No Lonely Hearts.
So what inspired you guys to like begin this?
So it was actually an audition process. We all just love music, have a passion for performing. So we came together and here we are. No Lonely Hearts.
When did you guys start doing this?
We probably like officially started doing it, like all five members, probably like 5-6 months back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Where can we find you guys on the internet? You know it?
At No Lonely Hearts on all social media platforms and all music platforms.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, you're more than just a friend. And if I ever fall in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. And if I ever fall in love so true, I will be sure that the lady's just like you.
Thank you guys for that amazing performance.
Wow, that was cool. They even serenaded you. What did you think about that?
Yeah, they did pretty great.
So I had the pleasure of talking to their manager, and thank you for gifting Madeline with the backpack, and I don't know what all else they gave you, some really cool merchandise that they were selling at the expo. And so I just spoke to him the other day, and these kids came up with their own Christmas song. So we'd like to play that for you folks now. Here we go. Thank you.
it's Christmas time. I'm alone, I'm at you. Another year goes by, but I'm still not in the mood. Trees old and small, Mariah at the moon. All I want is you. Promise I've been good this whole year. Santa, tell me why she's still not here. Can't even hang mistletoe. You made me fall like the snow. Another Christmas alone. Now lonely holidays, long as you are next to me. Tell me, baby, why did you leave? We're making a scene. I'm down on my knees, begging Santa, please. Now lonely holidays, long as you are next to me. Tell me, baby, why did you go? I need you back home under mistletoe. Whoa.
From my heart up for the taking, and then you came around. You just showed up at my doorstep and no one else around. But only if I knew that soon you'd break my heart in two.
Break my heart in two. I can't help it, for my tears are icicles. I just never felt a Christmas quite this cold. Oh, when did you go? You're so far from home.
That was
great.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. These kids never cease to amaze me, I tell you. It's always something new with them. And so you guys check out No Lonely Hearts. They're traveling around. And we've got another caller getting ready to call in here in just the next couple of minutes. So we want to talk about this person. Most of you would know him as Eddie Munster from the show The Munsters. And his name is actually Butch Patrick. He's a good friend of ours. Madeline did an interview with him a couple years ago at the Sci-Fi Bartow event in downtown Bartow. Tell us about that interview.
It was pretty cool. He's a great guy. His show is pretty awesome, so it was fun.
I grew up with the Munsters. I'm a huge Munster fan, and a lot of people are across the nation. And now they've come out with a new Munsters movie, which is really kind of cool, too. So I know that there are a lot of Munster fans out there. I'm a part of a group that has 30,000 people in it on Facebook alone. That's just one group. And he made an appearance on the Madeline and Mommy show a couple times for us, too. He was in our music video for We Are the World. What else did he do? He did something else for us. He was in our fashion show, Mad's fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I forgot about that. He gave a speech for Mad's fashion show. So he should be calling in here any second to talk to Madeline and I. And I think that's him now. So those of you that are Eddie Munster buffs, he's going to let you know what all he's been doing. He's been doing a lot of stuff, traveling around the world. And here he is. Let's say hello to Butch Patrick.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great.
Yeah, we've got Madeline talking to you here, Butch.
Do what?
I said we've got Madeline on the air talking to you tonight, Butch. You haven't talked to her in a while.
I know. How's she doing?
I'm doing
Hello.
Great.
Good.
So we were wondering what you've been doing recently.
Well, I moved to Arkansas I had a thing, a residency up in Indiana at a theme park that didn't quite work out the way we anticipated. So I went down to Arkansas where I'm building my own haunted attraction that'll be open this October. I'm going to recreate the Stage 32 Munster Soundstage for everyone to come visit me and see what it was like, what it was like for me as a kid, and then also educate people to the history of the Universal Monsters starting in 1931 with Frankenstein, and that led to all the other Universal Monsters that we all know and love that kind of brought us where we are today to the haunted and the terror industry.
That's great. That's very cool.
That's cool. Yeah. Wow. I know you've been doing quite a bit of traveling too, Butch. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, let's see. I had a Munster Coach and a Dragula that I bought from a gentleman about 8 years ago. They were Chevy powered. The original cars were Ford powered. So I sold them, and I'm having them both rebuilt and replaced with Ford power plants. My Dragula will be done next month. I'll be picking it up. The most accurate, most powerful Dragula in the world. And then my Munster Coach will be done next October, just in time for my haunted attraction. But I also have a Munster-inspired Harley-Davidson chopper that is an award-winning bike that has won a couple of Best Street Chopper Awards at some very large bike shows that I have right now. So, yes, I do travel around. I do a lot of automotive events. And living in Arkansas now, it gets me a lot closer to the Gulf, to where we do a lot of beach-related stuff up and down the Gulf Coast, Florida, around the peninsula, and actually all the way up to North Carolina.
Man, good for you. You're still going strong. And how long have you been in this business? I mean...
Well, I started acting in 1960.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're just going at it still, like nothing. Good for you, Butch. We're really proud of you.
Thank you.
And I know that you, you turned your life around about 10 years ago.
Actually, 12 years ago, November 21st.
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
We're very proud of you for that, for sure. So,
yeah, it's been a good ride. I've been helping a lot of other people of late. It's very rewarding. We stay sober by helping other people, and I couldn't be happier. You know, new digs, new girlfriend, new cars, new things to do. It's wonderful.
You sound amazing, and you look wonderful. We watch everything that's going on through your social media, and we're part of your groups, your Munster group. Congratulations for everything that you've accomplished and that you're working towards. We would love to come up and see your new park when it's done. We'd love that more than anything.
Well, you'll be more than welcome, and I'm really happy if you've been doing wonderful things on your end as well. So here's to 2023 and us both moving forward.
Yes, happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and all of that good stuff. And where are you spending Christmas this year, Butch?
I'm in Manhattan Beach. I'm staying at my sister's house. My mom is in Gardena a few miles away, and I will be visiting the house that we moved into in 1961.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, going back to the old family homestead with the old, you know, my brothers and sisters, it's a very family tradition for me to come home, and I'm glad I'm here, especially with the unfortunate weather. Everybody's getting hit. I'm down here. It's 70 degrees, and it's beautiful and clear, and I feel terrible.
Oh.
I feel very guilty about everybody else that I know and care about that are getting hit by the
storm
of a generation.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's cold and rainy here in Florida, too. So, you know what, but it wouldn't be Christmas without a little cold weather, right, Butch?
There you go. Yes, right.
Well, happy holidays to you. We love you very much. Madeline?
Goodbye. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call us today. Thank you.
Bye, Madeline. Mommy.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Oh, man, that was awesome. Man. Wow. Mr. Butch Patrick, he's got some big things coming, so you guys got to check him out on all social media. He's got the Munsters fan page. He's under Butch Patrick. You can find him on Instagram, Facebook, and I think he's got his YouTube channel. So his website's Coach to Coach. And yeah. So
awesome that he's got the cars coming back too.
And the cars and the motorcycle. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you follow him at all, but those automobiles that he was talking about are amazing.
Well, there's replicas, you know, that seen at car shows around here, but the fact that he's bringing back the real deal up there, that's pretty,
oh, yeah,
pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And those things are really decked out. Like, psh. I know he's put a lot of money
and
time.
And to make them accurate, because only he knows that, you know.
Exactly. You know, the original one was made out of a casket.
Right. And, wild stuff.
And it's just escalated from there. But is there anything that you'd like to tell the listeners, Madeline? You're on Christmas break, right?
Yes. I hope everyone's enjoying their Christmas break also. I know that not everyone's on it yet, but it's been pretty great. And I hope everyone has a great Christmas as well.
Yeah, so where do you want to go? I know you want to see snow, but we're in Florida, so where do you want to go during your Christmas break to see snow?
I wanted to go to Canada, you know, pretty much anywhere snowy that I can get my hands on.
So. I think the closest place is going to be Snowcat Ridge. How about that?
Yeah.
That's the Florida spot to go see the snow and ride on the sleds and everything. It's a lot of fun. And go skating.
Yep.
Madeline is a skater.
Yes.
She hangs out at Center Ice quite a bit. She's taken a lot of lessons. She loves hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And go Bolts! We've been watching the games. We've been heading out to the games, and they're doing pretty good this year.
Yeah, they're doing great.
We also want to thank you for all of your help
this evening. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I guess we're going to see you all next year, right?
That's true.
That sounds kind of weird. My birthday's coming up, too.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to be 24 again. Why is everybody laughing when I say that? It's okay. But yeah, so all kinds of new stuff coming up for the new year. We wish the best for everybody.
Thank you guys all for listening. I hope you have a wonderful
Christmas.
Thank
you all so much for your continued support. Yes, and you can find us on...
You can find us anywhere at Madeline and Mommy Show, and our email if you want to contact us is madmommyshow2015@gmail.com.
Thank you guys so much. God bless you all.
Thank you guys.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
There's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick.
The little Saint Nick.
It's the little Saint Nick.
The little Saint Nick.
Just the little bobsled we call little Saint Nick. But she'll walk a toboggan with a four-speed stick. She's candy apple red with a ski for a wheel. And when Santa hits the gas, man, just watch her feel. It's the little Saint Nick.
The little Saint Nick.
It's the little Saint Nick.
The little Saint Nick. A run, run, reindeer. A run, run, reindeer.
No one.
And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles, cause the snow really flies. And he's cruising every path with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
It's the little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick. Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Emmanuel, it means God with us. Lord, you've been right there for me when I was down and could not see. Your provision has always been there.
Your intentions,
yeah. Always here, Emmanuel.
God with us, right beside me.
Your El Shaddai.
You're the Lord God Almighty.
Emmanuel.
God with us, right beside me.
Your El Shaddai.
You're the Lord God Almighty.
Lord Jesus, He's Mary's baby.
Just
to save me, your grace and mercy
always,
it's always helped
always
us. We're so unworthy,
yes we are.
And we love and trust Emmanuel,
God with us, right beside me.
Your El Shaddai,
you're the Lord God Almighty.
Emmanuel,
God with us, right beside me.
Talented Lee Knox. Hi, my name is Teresa Velasquez, Dr. World Puerto Rico 2022. I am your host of Hollywood Connection, pageant reporter, Hollywood Connections. And we have Lee Knox. He's so talented. He is a writer, a composer, singer, musician. He is amazing. He is able to write songs like one day.
Thank you, Teresa.
You are incredible. So that is your new Emmanuel?
I think it came out like, I did that one 2 years ago. But I still, I don't know, the beat to it. I love that because it just kind of tries to get the blood moving a little bit.
Da, 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 da. Yeah. So anyway, Ali, you had said something about you'd like to motivate people to discover what they like in hopes that it turns into a love. Could you explain what that is?
I've dedicated the rest of my years of living to be, I've been that kid with no goals, no dreams, no aspirations. And, you know, I don't believe in luck. I believe in coincidence, you know, sometimes heavenly coincidences of things that happen, that I'm around people that spark me to want to be better, want to be the best version of me that I can be. And because of that, I just want people to, if you're around me, I want to, let's find something together. Like, even if you don't know what you like to do yet, let's go after something, because we were created to go after something. So it's okay to not to know what that something is, but it's not okay to just not do anything. So for me, it's like, if I spark you to be the best ditch digger, let's go get the best shovel, you know, but let's go do something that'll give us, you know, some significance beyond just being alive, you know, because we're here to make a difference with everybody else. And I don't know, that's really been a huge thing for me, because I just want people to dream. It's about other people. It's not always about your dream. Your dream is sometimes supposed to be synonymous for being a spark for someone else's.
You are, yeah, you're right, yeah, absolutely. And next we have, let's go into Dr. Leslie Duffy. She's Dr. Oklahoma with the World Pageant System, the same pageant system that I'm in. And I had a question for you. Could you tell us how pageants help the local community by promoting volunteer work?
Sure. So if anybody who has ever been involved in pageants know that the pageant queens have platforms, and that can have a huge range of what it could be. For me personally, it's I volunteer for a free clinic, a free Christ-based clinic. So that helps raise awareness for people who are uninsured, let people know that they need help. And, you know, by volunteering our time and energy, we can help them and get them great medical care. So it just gets people, it's just a fun way for people to get involved with, you know, charity and volunteer work.
Absolutely. And thank you for helping Joseph. He was the one who had the GoFundMe. He was able to get his beds. So that's a good way of helping people.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely.
He was so happy. He was, and his whole family was happy. They live in Nigeria and they need something, so we're helping them get these things. And Joe has helped tremendously to, he loves music. Joseph loves music. So Joe Gallagher, who is with the label, the Atlas label, has helped Joseph get into the industry, the music industry. And he is learning a lot. He's still in need of help. So we're helping out. We're really blessed here in this country.
Yeah.
All the things that we have. And some of these other countries don't have what we have here. So helping out, absolutely. Nonprofits, local communities, churches, it's a good idea to help out. Yeah, absolutely. And we have another song. It's by Diamond Boy. It's a hip hop, No Sleep. Could you play that, Bobby?
Sure, I will.
Okay.
Sleep. Okay. Hey. Too many people, they they go tell you well done. Well done, not ever really like a welcome. They go pretend that if you die for your song, they pray make you die, man, they can't tell you well gone. No be every handshake, you go call love. Bro, no be every hug, you go call trust. No be every disappointment, you go call loss. Every blessing that God they give us. Anytime you see me, you go preach. But in the middle of the night, nigga, you the run straight. Me and you, no be the same. Even if we get the same things, no be not the same grace. I don't get sponsored, why they go high? I know if you ever give up, cause I was born to fly. One day, my one song go pay high. And anybody with it by my side, no go cry. Whenever you hate me, you they give me energy. I know go be work hard if I no get enemy. I just speak knowledge for any kind of melody. I they get courage when I they see poverty. I they work hard with a good heart. I believe to one day when they see me, they go full cap. I no get respect for bad character. Go to court, I be my own barrister.
If you want buy that crap, wait a bit, just you no go ever buy a no sleep. If you want be that star, wait a bit, just you no go ever be no sleep. If you want reach that place, wait a bit, just you no go ever reach no sleep. If you want be in that house, wait a bit, just you no go ever be no sleep.
If you want buy that car, wait a bit, just you no go ever buy a no sleep. If you want be that star, wait a bit, just you no go ever be no sleep. If you want reach that place, wait a bit, just you no go ever reach no sleep. If you want build that house, where the bitch say you no go ever build no sleep. If you want buy that car, where the bitch say you no go ever buy no sleep. If you want be that star, where the bitch say you no go ever be no sleep. If you want reach that place, where the bitch say you no go ever reach no sleep. If you want build that house, where the bitch say you no go ever build no sleep. Life is hard and tough. Sometimes you go walk the whole day, you no see food to chop. But I say hardcore with a last thought. Now only money be the final bus stop. You say I'm incapable, vulnerable, so terrible, so gullible, no valuable, so horrible. I don't get time for that parable. That kind of obstacle, no day for my hustle Bible. Papa got a bag, rewind my hustle. Anything where I ask you, make you give me double. Money, cash, fame, house, food, life, clothes, child. They pretend, say that they help. Anytime you come out, they go carry broom, sweep your footstep. Bad belly looking like a hooligan. But no be for my life, where you go come be your Superman. Look on my eyes, no sleep. As I know they close eye, Papa got two, no they sleep. Look on my sweat, so deep. If you swim inside, you go know where you're supposed to be. I do walk high with a good heart. I believe that one day, when they see me, they go full cap. I no get respect for bad character. Go to court, I be my own barrister.
If you want buy that car, wait a bit, just say you no go ever buy a no sleep. If you want be that star, wait a bit, just say you no go ever be no sleep. If you want reach that place, wait a bit, just say you no go ever reach no sleep. If you want build that house, wait a bit, just say you no go ever build no sleep.
Are you spy?
Nice.
And that's Diamond Boy. We need to get him on the show. That's one of his songs. And he's with Atlas Star Records with Joe Gallagher. Joe Gallagher is being considered by the Recording Academy, the Grammys. So that's going to be very exciting. We're still waiting for word. What do you feel about Atlas, a star label? Lee, what do you think about it? Because now you just joined it, right? You're with the label now.
I did. Joe has been, we've talked a few times through Messenger or whatnot, and he's been very encouraging. So it's been fun. It's been fun thus far. I mean, I've been doing this for so long, but like I'm gonna do it differently now. So it's real, real fun.
You've done a lot of composing. You have your publishing company.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, now you're with the label. So you're going to be working with Joseph.
Scott,
with
the Joe sky's Gallagher. The limit. Yeah, I'm ready to do anything.
And you are incredible. So we have some great plans for you. So we'll hear about this later. Hey, we have our Nathan Hutchins.
Hello.
His name, NJ, right?
Yes.
NJ. He's from UK, London. He loves to record at the Abbey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one in that's where the Beatles used to record. A lot of famous people have recorded there in London.
Yeah, it's where all the main ones of Britain go to. Even people come from other places to record it because it is just such an iconic place. So yeah, it's massive.
Nice.
I plan to do a song by Lee that he composed, and probably go online and do the mixing at Abby's. See how that works.
Nice.
See how that
cool
works. I've done that before with some other people who do that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know.
Nice. And
I just want to see, be fun to do that.
Definitely.
Yeah. So today we have a few more songs. We have Zolik, who is going to be also playing one of his songs. We have Nathan. Nathan, could you tell us a little bit about you before we go into another song? You have been a musician for how long?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I've been playing music since I was about 5, and probably writing songs since I was 12, 13, probably.
About 13 years old?
Yeah, about that, yeah. And I'd never released anything at that age, of course. I kind of just had stuff on a really old school type recording program. A box, actually. It was almost like a cassette box type thing. And yeah, I only started releasing stuff properly about 10 years ago. And that didn't, like, that was only on SoundCloud. Like, you might see on there, going on there, that it's very few little bits. And it wasn't until I met Joe, which I've been in bands in the past, and we've brought little bits out, but I've never, there's always been something else going on, which is why I've never been able to do it. And then when I met Joe, that's when it was, when I self-released the NJ stuff rather than being a band with a collective people. That's when things kind of changed on my releases, yeah.
Good, good. Right, so you have to get together with people like that, because he can educate you on, you know, where to go as far as your music. And then, of course, I was telling Lee, we have some great things coming up. Joe is being considered for the recording at the Recording Academy.
Yeah, I saw. He's so speaking to me about that. It's really cool.
And we've, Dawn and I have sent in recommendation letters and all that, because he has many, many years of doing this, and he's very qualified as far as
fair enough. Yeah,
his years of experience with the music industry. So we want to take this further. So hang in there, guys.
Definitely. Absolutely. Yep.
Good plans ahead. Now we are going into Zolik, his song Old Me. It's an R&B. That's the genre. Old Me by Zolik. Bobby, could you play that?
Here we go.
Brother, it would never been a new me. For real. Shout out to the old me. If it wasn't for that brother, it would never been a new me. Watch what I do next. Swear they gonna love me. Yeah. Swear they gonna love me. Watch what I do next. Swear they gonna love me. Watch what I do next. Swear they watching over me. For real,
yeah.
I know they got me.
They really do.
Keep your head up, don't stress.
Yeah.
My little bad, still give it your best. Long nights I've been lonely. In the dark, it was just me. Before you get blessed, gotta go through a test. Grandma, baby, and I ain't nothing less. Cancer is a beast, she had it on the flesh. Ain't no loss to take it all as lessons. Planning for the future, but I'm still in the present. Prayers and shit, I hope we all connect. The man of high like Wi-Fi, I hope we all connected. And I have dreams in the sky like the Jets. Came a long way from the hood finesse. Shout out to the old me. If it wasn't for that brother, it would never been a new me. Shout out to the old me. To the old me.
I do next. So they gonna love it. Oh, yeah. So they gonna love it. Watch what I do next.
Thingy. Yes! That's what Don uses.
That's brilliant.
Leslie, you look absolutely beautiful. You look absolutely beautiful.
Thank you, Teresa. So do you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have to wear our crowns for the show. We're pageant queens. This is Dr. Gloom. With the world pageant, Dr. World pageant. So, okay, now, as far as the next song is called Wannabe, and it's by NJ. NJ, that's your stage name.
It is, yes.
How did you get that stage name?
actually, basically, it's not that mad of one, really. It's basically my initials and my name are N, Nathan and John. It says N and J. And when I was younger, when I was really young, my parents started off, actually, it came from another nickname. They called me Nudge because when they said NJ so much or something, they conjured up Nudge, and then it went from Nudge to NJ. So I was called it from a young age, and then they stopped calling it for ages, years. Obviously, from when I was probably like 18, I was stopped calling me it. And then when I needed a name for my project, I needed something that was just me, basically, and that's what came out. A few names came out first, but that was all I went with.
Do you want to play this song? It's called, and we only have half an hour. The time goes so fast, guys.
Imagine.
Let's see. So we have the Wannabe. Bobby, could you play that?
Oh, I know what I want to be. I want to be the guy who gets on one knee. It is all so clear to me. I wanna be with you for eternity. Oh, I know what I wanna be. You make me wanna be the best version of me. Oh, you really want this? Do you really need this? Oh, I really want this. Do I really need this? Oh, you really want this? Do you really need this? Oh, I really need this. Do I really? Oh, I know what I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the one rocking out on MTV. Can you see all that I can be? I'll be laughing all the way if I win the lottery. Oh, I know what I wanna do. I wanna free all the animals from the zoo. Oh, you really want this? Do you really need this? Oh, I really want this. Do I really need this? Oh, you really want this. Do you really need this? Oh, I really need this. Do I really?
Thank you.
Gina.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you. And that was at Abby's. You recorded that at
Abby's. Yep.
That's wonderful. We have 3 minutes left, and I did promise our Randall Rutledge. He recently passed away. He is the CEO, was the CEO. His wife has taken over now, of the Rutledge Media Group. They're in the film industry. And he recently passed away, but I promised I would play his songs, that I would help him with his film projects and help him with financing things. I'm looking for people who can finance his films.
Yeah.
So we want to play his song. We have 3 minutes left. God bless you guys. Thank you for being on the show. It goes fast.
It does.
So the song is Me and Southern Comfort by Randall Rutledge.
Bring on that Southern Comfort and pass me a beer. I can't get comfort outside of being here. Been trying to lose a memory, but it keeps coming on. That's why I'm drinking comfort till heartaches are gone. So pour that Southern Comfort, pass me a beer. Till I don't hurt no more, I'll chase it with tea. Then pour me another, cause I'm drinking hard, that's right. Me and Southern Comfort will do just fine now. Bring on that Southern Comfort and pass me a beer. Cause I can't get no comfort outside of being here. Been trying to lose a memory, but it keeps coming on. That's why I'm drinking comfort till the heartaches are gone. You might think I'm crazy, but I'm hanging on. Between heartaches and memories and crying on the lawn. That's why I hit the bottle till I'm doing fine. So keep it coming, we'll leave my gift behind. Then pour me another, cause I'm drinking hard, that's right. Me and Southern Comfort will be just fine tonight. Bring on that Southern Comfort and pass me a beer. Cause I can't get no comfort outside of being here. Been trying to lose a memory, but it keeps coming on. That's why I'm drinking comfort.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF.